Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixendoig Kokules Show. My name is Nixendoig Kokules, the namesake for this here podcast. So, you want to deviate from playing Dungeons and Dragons because of one D&D, the 6th edition of the world's most popular TTRPG. If this is the case, you came to the right place. As your GM this afternoon, I will guide you through the wonderful world of independently created TTRPGs that one can get into without much of a cost, if any, to get started. These are games that are either retroclones or OSR games. I'm the type of guy who's drawn into the OSR myself. And there's nothing stopping me from playing something like AD&D 2nd Edition, Basic Expert or Beckme D&D, or even OD&D if I wanted to go seriously old school. That said, here are some non-D&D TTRPGs you can look into. The first one is the one I'm drawn to the most, and this one I'd love to run a group with sometime soon, preferably digitally and using Floss, free Libre open source software. This is a TTRPG, or tabletop role-playing game, called the Basic Fantasy Role-Playing Game, BFRPG for short. It is a BX-style game with ascending armor class, originally using the 3.5e SRD, or System Reference Document, with some changes by Chris Garnerman, the principal rights holder and creator of the project, before the OGL snafu. Keeping things brief here, Hasbro, the owners of Wizards of the Coast or WotC, had decided to try to monetize D&D and WotC as a whole, I think, their only profitable sector at the time, as the others within Hasbro are completely useless to them. To do this, the Hasbro shareholders tried to get the WotC lawyers to sneak in a new version of the OGL, which is a restrictive 9,000-word license that would essentially lock down the game harder than even the 4th edition would be, but metaphorically mixed with the DRM of Activision's Call of Duty games from 2019 and beyond. That, of course, being the AI-based botnet called Ricochet, of course. Long story short, this licensing secret was exposed, people called WotC out on it, and forced their hand in keeping the OGL 1.0A untouched. This also made them decide, bah, why not license the majority of the 5.1 SRD under Creative Commons attribution? That they pulled off, not only leaving the OGL unscathed, but now, this SRD being under CC BY, the license will be quite something to behold. And that's for a dual-licensed version of Dungeons & Dragons. I wonder if 6th edition will have the 9,000-word version of the OGL instead of the 900-word version we have now. That out of the way, BFRPG, now under Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike, is one of the simplest OSR games I've ever seen, and might be compatible with even some of the BX series if you implement THACO, or 2-Hit Armor Class 0, and some other minor changes, as seen in the BX or Beckme series, if done right. That said, though, it's also a good idea for one to look at what's available on the site, basicfantasy.org, under the download section. All of the current versions of the core rules, supplements, and playtesting material is there, even with the ODT for you to mess around with in LibreOffice with specific fonts, those being Adventure BF and Sutan. Otherwise, everything is available for free as a PDF file. The third edition is still on there too, but that's release 107, which would be before the fourth edition came out as a result of the OGL nonsense. The latest edition is the one with the Creative Commons license, which is any fourth edition release since release 108 and beyond. Now, you may be asking, BX and Beckme systems are too confusing. Aren't there other games that don't use D&D-style systems? The answer is a resounding yes, as there are systems that don't require D&D-style setups. One such system is the original Ironsworn, an independent RPG from 2019. This system has one element from PBTA games. PBTA is the Apocalypse TTRPG engine, which is more of a philosophy. But otherwise, is a completely original system created by Sean Tomkin. Tomkin spelled T-O-M-K-I-N. There are a few variants of Ironsworn from him, including Delve, an exhaustive expansion supplement, the standalone sci-fi version called Starforged, and its expansion, Sundered Isles. This is a system with solo, GM-less, and GM play baked in, which is a thing I've seen in the original Ironsworn. I'm not sure if it's in the Starforged, Sundered, or Delve, as I only looked at the original 2019 system. Nevertheless, this is not the only game powered using the Apocalypse engine, as there are many more. One such TTRPG I was willing to look into is Avatar Legends, a TTRPG set in the Avatar The Last Airbender universe. I have seen a couple videos on YouTube on this game, and boy is it something for a PBTA game. Moving on though. While looking for some more engines to get into, I stumbled upon a Reddit post talking about TTRPG engines, and there are quite a few to choose from. There are popular systems like PBTA, Gate, Gumshoe, one I haven't heard of, and GURPS by Steven Jackson Games. Yes, that's Steven Jackson. There are many more systems that aren't too popular, like Zero, 2D20, Forged in the Dark, which I found was PBTA-based, Sparked by the Resistance, Basic Role-Playing, Fudge, Cepheus, Open 100, seeming a fork of Basic Role-Playing, D100, D10, Adventure Game Engine, or Age for short, Firebrand's Framework, No Dice, Forged in the Dark, Story Path or Storyteller, same engine, Savage Worlds, Fit D, Wild Words, Director's Cut, Paragon, City of Mists Engine, Fusion with a Z. I spelled Interlock wrong, looks like. OpenD6, Tristat, Palladium, Unisystem, Index Card, and many more systems that spawned over the years. It's certainly something to behold. However, I'll leave that here, since this episode would be too long for me to cover all the systems I mentioned here. That said, this podcast episodes release every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube and any other Podcast 2.0 supported catcher. Does your podcast player not support 2.0? The RSS feed for this show is linked below for your ease of importing into the Podcast 1.0 player of your choice. That said, this has been the Mixendoy Kogibal Show for this week. Thank you, and good night.